We can tell you beyond any reasonable doubt that our evidence proves the Assad regime prepared for this attack, issued instructions to prepare for this attack, warned its own forces to use gas masks, that we have physical evidence of where the rockets came from and when. If we are unwilling to do that, we will be granting a blanket license to Assad to continue to gas, and we will send a terrible message.
Ah, yes, Syria. And that is the voice of the Secretary of State, Kerry, John Kerry, talking about a few different aspects of what's being tossed around about Syria and the potential war with Syria, backing naturally, of course, the president wanting to go to war with Syria, but trying to get his ducks in a row with Congress first. Do you think he'll get the approval? It's looking more and more that way, that it's a layup. But ultimately, if we do lob missiles into Syria, will it do anything to dismantle the Assad regime? And that's where we are. Kate Delaney, a little slice of what's being tossed around in this country, too, as well, here on America Tonight. Remember, you can always dance with me on the floor, no matter if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between, at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Coming up in this hour, we're going to talk with Ryan Morrow, who has kind of a bird's eye view on the situation in Syria, and actually had the Muslim Brotherhood go after him via Twitter, and he shares his thoughts on what the situation is there and what we should do as a country and what we shouldn't do, kind of the pros and cons, or the positives and the negatives, the old Ben Franklin list. Anybody pull out one of those lists? You know what I'm talking about. The pros and the cons. What are the pros to going to war with Syria? And what are the cons to going to war with Syria? I think the biggest con to me is being conned into thinking that this will end what's happening with Assad. Maybe dissuade the chemical weapons because they'll all be hidden. But it's not going to dismantle him in any way. I think he stays. And this is a situation that could go on for years. There is a moderate party that could possibly be put in place, but highly doubtful. The Free Syrian Group. The chances of them getting any traction, though, are little to none. So it's almost a moot point. They'd have to get so much money, so much weapons, and have much more power than they do right now. In a poll across America, most of the people polled, doesn't matter what kind of poll, Fox, CNN, Wall Street Journal, Pew Research, any poll, shows pretty much that most people aren't really excited about jumping on the bandwagon for going to war with Syria. Because, you know, once we send the missiles, that's considered war. But ultimately what happens is we know what will happen is the ships pull back and that's it. And what do you think the odds are that we'll really be able to get our hands on all the chemical weapons? The answer is none. They've already shuffled everything around. They've already done it. So to me, showing force, anything that would be described as war, if Congress approves it, the president says, great, we're all on the same page, this is happy, we want to help the people, it's wrong, chemical weapons. What it is a warning to Assad. But I don't think that it does anything to pull apart his regime. And that may be on purpose, too, as well. Because does the government really want to get rid of Assad? Which sounds odd, right? Because we talked about the chemical weapons, and oh, we have proof. You just heard the Secretary of State there. But who, if Assad is out, what regime comes in that isn't tied to jihadi militants? I mentioned the one, the Free Syria Group. But what are the odds that they even have a shot at getting into power? And the answer is probably not very much. So the Pentagon, while they are planning this out, and I've said this before on the show, probably one of my best sources in Washington is in the Pentagon, and they're not really talking about what the possible strike would be. They're not offering the options, really. I think that it's pretty obvious they're concerned that what would be the group that would get into place and be able to take advantage of what's happening here. So the thought is strengthen the opposition, but don't let it prevail. Because it's the devil you're dancing with that you know versus the devil you don't know. And, you know, like I said, you know Assad is preparing for a strike on the Capitol. That's not a secret. I mean, hello, they're going to hit Damascus. And this on a week where there's the G20 summit in Russia, which would be interesting when that gets underway. We have other things to talk about, too, as well, and we will mix that into the conversation here during this hour of ATN and throughout the entire show. We'll mix in a few other things like the mailbag, as we always do. We can count. News you can abuse and whatnot. A quick reminder here at the top, because I've gotten now probably 15 emails about it. Yes, we're going to do Nail the Score. Yes, it's the start of the NFL coming up on Thursday. So our first Nail the Score is happening in our next show in our third hour for three segments. So trust me, if you hate football, you don't tune out the show. You're not going to hate it. It's only three segments, and it's really like picking lottery numbers. So it's no big deal. It's exciting because if you win, you clear out the America Tonight prize closet. Plus, I think more important, you have bragging rights. There's something about bragging rights. Absolutely something about bragging rights. All right, so coming up, we're going to talk about other countries' reaction to Syria, what's happening there. The French, of all people, of all countries, the French wanting completely to throw in and wanting to provide weapons. So how about that? Heading into this, would you have thought that the French would have pushed so heavily? The Brits and all the Poles, not happy about it. David Cameron is totally on board, but not the Parliament. The Parliament not seeing this is where they want to go in this conflict in Syria. So what is it? Duke it out? Throw a few missiles in just to dissuade or slap on the hand Assad, even though he knows where they are? What are they going to do? Blow up a few buildings? Ultimately, that don't matter. I think there has to be some sort of a show of force, I guess, for that reason. But is it a complete exercise in futility? Not going to happen anytime soon. Congress not back in session until September 9th. Hang with us. We're climbing the wall. I'll meet you on the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Tonight, thanks to our pals at Pal Talk, a couple of people chiming in. Don I.M. says, Princess, I also feel sorry for the people of Syria. However, if the USA helps, we are hated. If the USA does nothing, we are hated. What is to be gained? Why can't the Muslim countries handle the Syrian issue? Because they have their own issues, Don, and they don't want to get involved. Or they want to get involved in another way. Iran supplying weapons to Syria. Where do you think some of that's coming from to the Assad regime? Trust me, Iran is eyeballing this situation big time. One thing that John Kerry said, the Secretary of State, said that inaction would actually help or bolster Iran, North Korea, Hezbollah. I kind of agree with that. I mean, if we sit there like patsies and don't do anything, right, from the world point of view, and you could say, hey, who cares, right? You can't say that. I don't think you can say that when you have people like the Hezbollah nuts floating around. And certainly with what's happening in North Korea, seems they only, the only person they like is Dennis Rodman. But he has no power because he can't help an American who's trapped there. So it would send a signal. He is right about that. It would send another signal of weakness. Do you think that this would have happened in the Reagan regime? You know, no. Do you think this would have happened in Papa Bush 1 regime? Uh-uh. No way. You know, we can point to a couple of different presidents in the past. So if we don't do anything, I think it does send a signal that, you know, maybe we're just going to look the other way because forget it. The Middle East is a mess, which I say all the time on the show. It's like quicksand. We don't have a lot of choices here. We're stuck in quicksand. And what do we do? Either we don't act quick enough so we don't take advantage of a situation that would be better if we had jumped in, or and then we sit back and then we finally react. So here with Syria, I mean, the president, first of all, has to save face no matter what. Just think of it, be cold-hearted for a second and take out the humanitarian thing and the people with their stomachs exploding and dying and little children. It's awful. But take that whole chemical weapons thing aside for a second. The president says, line in the sand, boom. Doesn't say line in the sand, he says red line. The red line is this. They cross that line, that's it. Well, he can't not do anything, or he looks even weaker. And already on foreign policy, it is shaky. I mean, I don't care if you're a full-fledged Democrat, Republican, whatever. You also toss aside for a second whatever letter it is you wear, you know, proudly. It doesn't matter. If you are a lifelong Democrat, you've got to be disappointed in some of the things that have happened here. So much for the Arab Spring and so much for what's happening with foreign relations, because it really isn't good. Don't even read the American press. Start to look around and read some of what other media are saying, but even insiders beyond the media. And well, you already know it. So you cannot do that. You cannot be in the world's biggest bully pulpit and say, that's where we're going to stop them. Because for 2 years, you've been telling us people are getting their heads blown off. They're lining the tanks up right outside of their houses. Boom, they're gone. The family's gone. It's all these atrocities. Why aren't you acting? And so for 2 years, we're not going to do anything. But boy, if those chemical weapons come out, then we are there. So he's got to do something. I mean, he has to. He's got to do something. There's no way this is going to be an isolationist kind of movement here. But the problem is, to me, it's more, in a way, symbolic. Because what ultimately comes out of this? Assad's not out of power unless someone picks him off, which I don't think that's going to happen. He knows that it's coming. It'll hit whatever buildings it hits. It's not going to get the chemical weapons. If we don't have black ops in there, somebody infiltrating that way, trying to figure out where everything is, which, yes, I'm sure we do have people that are trying to do that, I think that definitely the hand is tipped. You know, they say in baseball, in Major League Baseball, when the pitcher who has the advantage, right, if he has good stuff that night. So just hang with me on this sports analogy for a minute. So the pitcher is facing the batter, and he doesn't want to show him what he's throwing, a fastball, a changeup, whatever it might be, a curveball. He doesn't want to show that. That's that whole secret symbol thing with the signs, with the catcher and everything. So sometimes the pitcher, though, tips his pitches, which means you can see what he's going to throw. So I'm the hitter, and I see the glove, I see where the ball is, I can tell what's coming next. That gives me that little tiny advantage. We have tipped our pitches. This is no in the shroud of secrecy in the middle of the night, the vote, boom, we're in, and we know where the weapons are. It's no. It's too late for that. So this is more a show about, we said, you know, the president said this is what the red line is. It won't be tolerated. Weapons of mass destruction can't be tolerated. No, it's disgusting. It's wrong. What would happen if we allowed that? That could happen here. So there'll be a strike. But what will the military strike be? And now if you're the people of Syria and you have this false hope that America's coming in to rescue you, it's false hope because that sort of thing's not going to happen. I would say this, beefing up of the humanitarian aid is the one thing that can happen, but it's not going to be enough. But they still need water, food, all that kind of thing, because now it's almost winter time. It's coming up, and they're going to freeze to death. They don't have a place to stay. There's people, I mean, just picture these camps, and people are walking around trying to figure out what they're going to do. Can we get over the border? Will somebody sponsor us? Can we get help? Can we do this? Where can we go? And that's the thing. And this is going to continue to go on. It's going to go on. It's going to go on. It's going to go on. No matter what happens here. There is no great scenario. I mean, that's the thing. There is no great scenario unless somebody else were put in place or could be put in place that was a more moderate type of regime, but they don't have the backing for that. They don't have the backing. So we're paying for it. This is why you should care. If you're listening to me in Des Moines, Iowa, if you're listening to me in Central Florida, wherever, New York City, I mean, this is the thing. We all know this. We fund the government. Your tax check that you write funds the government. So whether it's pennies on a dollar or whatever it is, doesn't matter. This is all that military money. So you do have a stake in this. You have a stake in it for a couple of different reasons, and that's a big one. That's one of the reasons why. So there's not going to be inaction. I would be shocked if there was inaction, but that's long ago. We've already thrown that out there. I think all of us realize that something's going to happen. It's just a question of when it takes place and Congress signing off on it and, you know, all that kind of stuff. All right, one funny moment, right? Because I'm just pounding the Syria thing into the ground. One funny moment. You never know who's watching. Don't these senators and Congress people realize that? It's ridiculous. Senator McCain, he's been pushing for action in Syria for years since it started. So what was he doing? He must have gotten bored. He knows the score. He knows what's going on in the Middle East. And he's there in the middle of a hearing, at a congressional hearing, one of the biggest ones of the year, and he was playing poker on his smartphone. I'm bored. Time to play some poker. Yeah. There was a shot of his phone, and somebody actually got the poker. So there he is, and he was in Syria, so he's offering up suggestions. And while all of that is going on, you know, he's there playing with the iPhone. It was a long Senate hearing, I'll give you that, 3.5 hours. So, you know, he had to come clean, too. Once the Washington Post photog got a shot of him, and it started to be posted all over Twitter, he had to address it. He just said, hey, what can I say? I was playing the iPhone game at the Senate hearing, and the worst thing of all is that I lost. Tough hand, Senator McCain. All right, hang with us. Next, we're talking more Syria.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street on the Restaurant and Event Center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Freezor, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin V, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
And Ryan Morrow is with us now. He is in our virtual green room. We spare no expense. This guy has been around the world and then some. You may recognize his name. We've talked about him before on the show. He is a national security analyst for the ClarionProject.org. They produce films like Obsession, The Third Jihad, and a few others as well. Also, he got massively slammed, apparently, something I just found out a couple of days ago, by the Muslim Brotherhood's official English language Twitter page. Did you know they had one? They sent out a tweet calling him delusional and a scaremonger. Ryan, thanks for spending some time with us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me.
So the before we dive into Syria, what was your reaction? Because this was a year ago when the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, came out with that tweet. Did you think, all right, I'm getting under their skin, or what was your reaction to that?
Well, I'd say for about 5 minutes I had no reaction because I couldn't believe it. And then after that, I was like, you know what, this is a very good thing. And I actually had a back and forth with them where I got them to admit to the – basically saying that they could potentially support an attack on the United States. Not only did they insult me, but they actually started debating me via Twitter, which is tough because on Twitter you can only have – so many characters.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? All right, speaking of characters, there's a lot of characters in this drama that's playing out in Syria, and there's all kinds of ways to look at this. Certainly, the stakes couldn't be higher on this upcoming Syria vote. The politics of this could blow up in the president's face, as now there's a delay on what would ultimately be the vote that he wanted from Congress for them, for both chambers to take the vote, et cetera, that kind of stuff. But give us the pros and the cons of this whole thing, because this is all we've been talking about on America Tonight is, you know, as Americans, do we want to see a war action here or not? What are the positives of a war with Syria?
Well, war is always a negative thing. But I guess you could say the objectives of it would be to restore American credibility, or preserve it, you could say, because when the president says that there are red lines that the United States will not tolerate being crossed, then those have to be enforced. So that, I would say that that's really the biggest issue here, is that this is about American credibility. And then you also have to hope, of course, that this would make Bashar Assad's regime not use chemical weapons in the future for fear of future retaliation, and that this would make some of the moderate rebels improve the image of the United States in their minds, because a lot of moderate rebels that are opposing Assad, but they themselves are not terrorists, are really disappointed with the United States because they've been asking for American assistance so that they can fight their own war for the past 2 years.
Yeah. As we look at that, and as you said, it's not, positives might not be the right word, but what are the benefits? We look on the flip side of that, and the thing that scares me the most is, me bringing up the Muslim Brotherhood to you, is Islamist rebels and what ultimately the power base could do there and what the shift could be. And don't you think that could even bring more terror into the lives of the people in that area?
Yes, definitely. But unfortunately, I think that more war is inevitable. So I would say our strategy can be summed up as disaster mitigation, where it's inevitably going to get much worse. There's going to be much more bloodshed as the civil war continues. And what we're trying to do is make it less disastrous and hopefully one day be able to turn this around in a way that benefits American interests. And you pointed out really the fundamental problem that we have here, which is that there's no good alternative.
Yes.
Where you have Bashar Assad, who's an ally of Iran, who's a state sponsor of terrorism. He's killed American soldiers in Iraq by supporting terrorism. And then on the other side, you do have a lot of average Syrians, but the majority of the fighters that are really leading the fight and taking over the towns are Al-Qaeda, Muslim Brotherhood, the radical Islamic viewpoints. And those obviously are people that we would rather not have control of any territory anywhere in the world, particularly in Syria. And so a lot of people say, and I understand why, well, let's just let them kill each other if both sides are extreme and hate us. But my argument is that there is a potential third alternative, and that comes in the form of the moderate elements of the Free Syrian Army, and those are the secular rebels that want to have a productive relationship with the United States and also want to beat both Assad and the Islamists, especially Al-Qaeda, and I think that the only option we have is to help build up their ranks.
Yeah, well, that was a question. Building up the ranks, is the third alternative really viable in the middle of this? When you say build up the ranks, we got to really build fast, though, don't we, Ryan?
We do, because we missed the opportunity when the Civil War first began, when several officers defected from the Syrian army and they formed the Free Syrian Army, which are the moderates I'm talking about right now, at least the moderates at the top of the Free Syrian Army. And they said explicitly, they said, if the United States does not give us support, then we will not be able to compete with Al-Qaeda and other extremists because they are getting foreign support, and so we'll be outmatched. And that's exactly what's happened. I do think that there's a possibility still for the moderate rebels to come out on top, and I base that on the fact that we're seeing a lot of members of the Al-Qaeda branch in Syria called Jabhat al-Nusra defecting over to the moderate rebels. You see that they are the most popular on the ground. So I think that there still is an opportunity to crush Al-Qaeda through the Free Syrian Army, but it is late in the game, and it's going to cost a lot, and it's going to be a lot more difficult than it really needs to be.
So at the top of this, I said, for the president, the stakes are really high here since he decided to wait and get congressional approval. However, you know how politics are, and there's kind of a mixed bag out there. What if, both in the House and in the Senate, what if he doesn't get that approval? Wouldn't that be kind of catastrophic for Obama?
It would be a major political defeat, but I do think he's going to get authorization. Already we're seeing some Republicans who appear to at first oppose authorizing military action are now switching. John Boehner and Eric Cantor being the most high-profile ones from today. And I think that as more members of Congress have contact with the Free Syrian Army, the moderate rebels, they're going to become more comfortable with the idea of military action. But it has to be limited in scope because we don't want to go in there and overthrow Assad because, like I said, the only alternative right now are the Islamists. And it'll be very chaotic on the ground. There'll be a lot of sectarian ethnic cleansing. 10% of the population is Christians. They're going to be definitely be massacred. And so there's dark days ahead in Syria, no matter what we do. And we just have to make sure we don't make it any worse.
Limited in scope, so do you mean missiles?
Right, firing cruise missiles where they're outside of Syrian territory so that we're not sending in our soldiers and putting their lives at risk in Syrian airspace. I think that that's an appropriate measure. I do think there has to be some type of military action, but it has to be calibrated very carefully because if it's too much, then, like I said, it can lead to a collapse of the country, but if it's too little, then it looks weak. And then Assad and the regime will say, well, that wasn't too bad. Let's use chemical weapons again.
Speaking of chemical weapons, how vast do you think the cachet of chemical weapons is? And for goodness sake, obviously Assad and the army know that we would try to target anywhere that they would have warehouses full or bunkers full of chemical weapons. Don't you think they would be moved by the time we take any action?
Oh, yes. The different sources in the media and sources that I talked to privately have all said that they are moving materials. Some even go so far as to say that they've completed moving their materials in preparation for airstrikes. So this does give Assad plenty of time to move that type of stuff around. But the U.S. appears to have decided not to bomb actual chemical weapons, but instead to focus on the delivery systems. Because even though the explosion itself can incinerate a lot of the chemical weapons, even if you get 90% of that chemical and 10% is dispersed through your explosion, think about what that does to all of the civilians. So it's very difficult to bomb actual chemical weapons. So I think you're looking more at targeting of air bases, fuel storage centers, and things like that. Especially the unit that is real elite and responsible for the chemical weapons attack. But if they're moving a lot of these weapons all around the country and they could be hiding chemical weapons along with conventional arms stockpiles, we could potentially hit them and not even realize that that's what we're doing.
Do you think, as we talk about this on America Tonight, and here we're talking about it with you, Ryan, when we look at a generation who has seen nothing but pretty much prosperity and grown up in a society where there's lots and lots of opportunity, not that we, you know, that's America, not that we haven't all had a shot at the big dream, but I'm saying people who've come of age maybe in the last couple of decades, is this whole thing lost on them? Because they seem to be like, forget it, why are we doing this? Why are we involved? Or they just seem to not care about it. Do they realize that what really hangs ultimately in the balance for us as Americans? Do you think there's a disconnect there?
There's a huge disconnect. And there's a few reasons for that. Part of it is just general comfort that most Americans, the younger generation especially, feels like this doesn't affect them. But it's also because you have 3-minute news segments in the major media, so you don't really get to dive into the topic. Mm-hmm. So most people just hear radicals killing radicals. All right, so then let's let them kill each other and we'll stay out of it. The complexities can't really be articulated in such a quick segment like you're getting in the form of the American media. So part of it's cultural, and then part of it's political, where the younger generation is sharply more libertarian than the ones preceding it, and going along with the libertarian type of thought is the idea that we should just not intervene militarily overseas, that should be the principle of America, and just ignore humanitarian catastrophes because we're inevitably going to make them worse by getting involved.
Yeah, there you go. Well said. Ryan Morrow, thanks so much for joining us on America Tonight. Love to talk to you again. Don't be a stranger. Thanks.
All right, thank you so much.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This October, thousands of people from all corners of the world will descend upon Orem, Utah. But it's more than the fall colors or the snow-capped Wasatch Mountains that brings them. It's the semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo at the Utah Valley University Event Center. It's the most unique preparedness event on Earth, with over 30 world-class lecturers giving over 50 presentations. Learn from experts about below-ground greenhouses, super winter survival, herbal medicine, bunker building, even urban evasion and escape tactics taught by SEAL team trainers. These people are the very best, and they only get together twice a year at the Great Utah Preparedness Expo. There's also over 100 vendors selling very unique preparedness, emergency, and survival equipment, plus solar and alternative energy products. The semi-annual Great Utah Preparedness Expo, October 11th and 12th in Orem, Utah. Sponsored by Youngevity. For more, visit superprepfair.com. That's superprepfair.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
This hour of America tonight, heading for the straightaway. Big breaking news. Ariel Castro, the man who held three women hostage in Cleveland for about a decade, killed himself in prison. Wow. What happened was, if you remember, we wind back the clock, he was sentenced last month to life in prison without parole, plus 1,000 years. The counts were off the chart, 900 counts of kidnapping, rape, and murder. There was somebody who yelled at him in the courtroom, "Your hell is just beginning," but he ended his hell by hanging himself, by all indications. They found him hanging in his cell at the Correctional Reception Center in Orion, Ohio, at about 9:20 p.m. They took him to Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center, which was close by, and he was pronounced dead at 10:52 p.m. officially. He wasn't part of the general prison population, because that's what some people were thinking. He just got that sentence last month. And remember, the judge, Michael Russo, even said that for this kidnapper, there was no place in the world for his brand of criminal. So the reaction, I'm certain, will pour in. But this is a guy, this is a creep who lured all of those young girls into his car to give them a ride. Then that was the ride that they never wanted to take because they were kids, basically. They were abducted, and then they were in his basement for 10 years plus, a 1,400-square-foot house. And they just he just reconfigured the house to try to keep their whereabouts a secret. They even had the back door rigged with an alarm, bedspreads and curtains covering the house, a porch swing in front of the stairs, all kinds of crazy stuff when they went in. And, of course, as you know, the house was torn down, which was a brilliant thing. And so now, as the victims have spoken out and he gets his sentence, he robs them of watching him, I guess, in a sense, rot in prison. He apparently couldn't take it, so he hung himself. And as I said, more reaction, I'm sure, to Castro will probably pour in throughout the day. But this guy was absolutely the worst excuse for a human being. That's it. So 33 days is what he lasted in prison. 33 days. Wow. And not to be so harsh, but he took the coward's way out. Took the coward's way out by doing this. However, those women did get their day in court to see him, to see him sentenced. He was absolutely a monster. And so that's what happened in the end. He probably could not believe it after the years of faking and fraudulent behavior, people having no idea what was going on with him. This is ultimately what happened. So again, Ariel Castro, the name that you, many of you called America tonight because you were so horrified when we found out that story. He hung himself in prison. He's the guy who held those girls hostage in Cleveland for over 10 years. And he was found hanging, from what I understand, a bed sheet in his cell. So how about that? I said we did the poll of polls because, you know, I wanted to see what the opinion was as far as the polls were concerned. I know through the mailbag and everything else with calls and whatnot, how you feel about Syria. But there's no doubt that specifically polls are showing, any poll, it didn't matter if it was a poll that maybe slanted a little more right or if it was a poll that use something a little more left and right and something in between. All the polls show that there is not a lot of public support for launching strikes against Syria. So according to an ABC News Washington Post survey, I thought I'd give you the numbers, that was just released, 36% of the public support launching missile strikes against Syrian President Assad, if the U.S. has determined that Damascus has used chemical weapons against its own citizens. So 6 in 10 oppose the move. Not very good when you stand alone either. It rises, however, if allies like Great Britain and France are part of the deal and they want to be. It's a matter of getting complete approval because the Parliament rejected in England taking part in any military attack on Syria. And, you know, so what would normally be the best ally for the United States, not there. France, of all countries, though, they have support. They say they support the action, but they wouldn't do it by themselves. So while this whole thing of do we strike Syria is being tossed around Washington, the news is this. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll suggests that Democrats and Republicans, there's not much of a difference there. 54% of Democrats and 55% of Republicans oppose U.S. strikes. How about that? But check this out, and maybe this isn't surprising. 66% of independents are for it. 66%, which I was stunned by that. I think that poll must be wrong, or they must have written it wrong the way they pumped it out there, because I would think it would be 66% the other way. I would think it would rise the other way, which probably that's what it is. And it was just the thing that I saw was probably printed wrong. And then there was the Pew Research Center poll, which was conducted through Sunday, Thursday through Sunday, and there wasn't very much support for a military strike. 29% in favor of doing it, 48% opposed, and nearly one in four unsure. Unsure. And there seems to be a gender gap. Men twice as likely as women to favor military airstrikes. Are we surprised by that? I'm sure Izzy in Missouri is not surprised by that, and lots of the other women that listen to this show anyway. The divide is interesting. I think on the age thing, it would be interesting to know what that number is. So, airstrike, stay out. It's the same conversation that we have been having for a while. But it's gut check time, because this is on, you know, this now is on ultra speed dial. In the next week and a half, I think once the decision is finally blessed by Congress, which it should be, if it, because of all the backdoor conversations and everything else, if it is blessed, then it will happen. And it will happen quickly. We already have the ships in place. Same thing with the drones. But really, how much of a difference will it make? So mulling action in Syria, and then ultimately doing something, it's like I said, how much of a difference will it make to Assad? It's more warning, I think, than anything else, because he'll still be in power unless somebody shoots him, unless somebody completely takes him out, then, you know, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. He's still going to be in power. And one final note here. I met this guy a couple of times when I did a show out of Las Vegas. Yeah. How many Elvises can you meet in a two-year period? So Tommy Morrison, the former heavyweight boxing champ, he starred in the Rocky V film, died. His promoter's been telling that now for the last couple of days. He was 44 years old. He died in Omaha, Nebraska in a hospital. His wife was with him, and remember, he claimed that the HIV test produced a false positive because that's what knocked him out of boxing. I think a lot of people remember him, if they don't remember him from the boxing world purely on his fights, they remember him from that movie, Rocky V, as I mentioned. His character was Tommy Machine Gun, remember? And that, you have to go back to 1990 for that. It was one of the more popular, I think it was one of the more popular actual Rockies. So, Tommy Morrison dead. He was pretty famous in the heavyweight circles for the 1993 fight where he beat George Foreman. He also fought and lost to the great Lennox Lewis in 1995. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.